Welcome to the Simple Online Business Podcast. I'm your host, Samantha Siffring. I'm a business coach and agency owner, and each week I'll be here to share simple, doable steps you can take to build a profitable and sustainable online business. Let's get to it. Hello, everyone. I have a guest. I am so excited. I have not had a guest on here in so long. And my wonderful client, Brittany, said that she would be happy to do an episode with me. And her story is so good, so inspiring. And I think that she is just going to have a lot of wisdom and like a fire to share that's going to light people up and get them going. So I'm really, really grateful for you joining me. So why don't you introduce yourself?
Thank you so much for having me. There is lots of fire.
Perfect.
That is true. My name is Brittany Hageman. I currently live in the Atlanta, Georgia area. I'm originally from California, and I had my own esthetician business in San Diego from 2017 to 2020, essentially. And during that time, I built my business to six figures. I went from basically having no clients to a six-figure business. And I loved it. And I knew I wanted to help other estheticians. And I wanted to move into the online space. That was always the direction I wanted to go. I knew I never wanted to have like a salon and have a bunch of people working underneath me. So my previous career before I became an esthetician is I was an assistant store manager at Target, where I managed people all day long. And I was like, this is not for me. And so that was always a goal of mine. So I started kind of trying to figure out a different way to do that in 2019. And then 2020 happened and I had a baby and we ended up moving to the Bay Area. And I stopped seeing esthetician clients altogether. And I actually had a really difficult postpartum and pregnancy. And then, but even when that was all happening in the back of my mind, I just wanted to come back to my work with my estheticians. And when I was pregnant before I had my baby, I started taking a couple one-on-one clients and quickly learned that like I wasn't charging very much and I didn't really have any structure. But I was like, I still knew there was something there. I just couldn't figure out what that was. So when I came back, a couple of my esthetician friends had reached out to me and were like, I'm really struggling with my business. And so I just kind of started a like Voxer. I don't even know if we actually could have calls because I didn't have childcare. We may have done calls here or there, and I really loved it. It really kind of invigorated me and gave me that same fire that it did when I first opened my acne esthetician business. So the first few clients were easy to get. Like there wasn't a lot of structure, but I was super excited and committed. And then I started to get more clients, and I found that my offer wasn't, it was harder and harder to find people, which my current offer was like a stressed out esthetician and how to like your business more and not want to run away from it. And had a really hard time marketing that. And then I joined a mastermind. And in that mastermind, I got the idea to do like an acne focused thing since that was my specialty. So I did like an acne group program, which sold pretty good, but not enough to make the money it needed to make for me to like actually do more than break even. By this time, I was paying my daughter to have some childcare throughout the week. And so I was just breaking even, which I was still really happy with because I was making money and I was helping people. But my business was not growing. I kept expecting it to continue to kind of grow. Mm-hmm. So then 2022, we made the decision to move to Atlanta. And so I took a lot of time on my business. It was a big transitional year. No, 2023. So same as you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we had a similar year, Samantha.
A year of figuring it out.
Yeah. And a transition and kind of throwing away old things. And I was like, I don't want to do the acne group anymore. I'm not making enough money from it. Mm-hmm. I really was kind of scared to go back to one-on-one because I had a hard time finding clients in my one-to-one offer. Mm-hmm. And so you at that same time had switched your offer to a membership from it used to be a lifetime program and then booked out became a membership. Mm-hmm. And that was definitely within my budget. And so I signed up for that, but I didn't really do much with it. I remember thinking I need to just watch the videos because part of me was like, I already know everything she's going to teach me because I've already been doing all of this.
When did you sign up for it first?
May, June, when we moved here. Cause I was like, I can watch the videos when my daughter's like playing. I can watch the videos when I'm doing dishes and cooking dinner. Like I can squeeze them in here and there. Mm-hmm. When my husband is home, my husband's a pilot, so he's gone a lot. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I can watch them. And so I was slowly watching the videos. And then I slowly realized I had a lot to learn.
So you thought that you knew everything yes. that was in them already, but
yeah,
thankfully you watched them anyway.
Yes.
And then started to see some things you didn't know. Okay.
Yeah. Cause I think I listened to your podcast. I first had heard of you on the Life Coach School podcast. Mm-hmm. So however long ago you were on that.
Yeah. I feel like that was like 2021 maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a long time ago. So I was listening. I've been listening to your podcast religiously since then. And so I had already known a lot of the things that you taught. So I was like, that's what the course basically is. And like a lot of these things are business things that I already know, but the online business world is different than a brick and mortar business. There is definitely some similarities, like for sure. But just how to set up the business and how to set up the offer is very different, or at least I found it to be very different. And so then I want to say like I came on a couple calls, mostly just to listen as I kind of got my feet under me again and feeling a little bit more confident, still not making any money. And then I want to say it was October 2023. We did a discovery call about your, I think it was the program you were running at the time. I don't remember what it was called. Yeah. And you were like, oh no, your offer. You need a different offer. And I was like, wait, what?
Yeah. I remember around this time, I did a ton of calls with people. Like some of them were like consults for an offer and some of them were just like general, like strategy call, free value. I want to talk to my people and like see what's going on with people. And so many of them, I did this same thing that I did with you of like, okay, let's look at your revenue goal. Let's look at your offer. Let's do the math. And nearly everyone, like this did not add up.
Yes. You're like, why? Why is this your offer? It makes no sense.
Yes. Like, how are we going to get to your goal with this offer, with your audience size and like the work-life balance that you want to have? And that was very right. much your situation too.
Yeah. And I think my offer just wasn't very compelling.
Yeah.
You know, and you were like, how about you teach people how to have 100K businesses? That's what you did. And I was just like, I think like it kind of felt like you were like, hey, how about you teach people how to fly to Mars? Like, yeah, I know people do that. Okay. I know they do that, but that's like not a thing for me. Cause I think for me, it felt, you know, and also I know you've spoken about this a lot is like in the coaching world, it's been kind of cringy a lot lately. And I didn't want to be cringy with my offer. And I didn't want to be like someone invested money working with me. And then they were like, she's just taking my money. She's not helping me. But one of the best parts I think about your membership is like the coaching on that. So not only like, did I get a lot of information, it just how to set up my business, like a legal perspective and like what you should and shouldn't like be doing. And like just simple things like that, that I didn't really think about from an online perspective. Mm-hmm. But then the coaching of like, but Brittany, you basically can do this very easily. You just have to decide you can do it. Like you can believe in yourself and like that belief. And like, you were just like so calmly confident, which is such a fun thing about working with you. Cause I am not a very calm person. I'm very like high energy. And so it's good because like, you know, it keeps me calm. And you're like,
that's
like
funny because you seem very calm to me.
I'm not calm. That's
a strong influence on you.
Yeah. I try to like pull it down because I can get very loud and animated. And like
yeah.
I mean, with my clients, I have to like go turn the fan on all the time because I'm getting really hot because I get too excited.
I love it. That's so good. Okay. I feel like I need to interject and
yes.
let people know that I'm not out here telling everybody that they should do this 100K thing.
No. Yeah. That's for sure.
Very specifically told you that because you were telling me how easy it was to make 100K as an esthetician. And you just kept going on and on. Like, it's so easy. And I was asking you questions like, you know, is that possible for everyone? Like,
yeah.
Are you just like a weird unicorn? Like, what made that happen? And you were just like very much like, no, anyone can do it. It is so easy. Like, you just follow these steps and it's yeah. going to happen. And I was like, you have to sell this. Like, I get that there's a lot of like, make 100K, whatever, like,
yes.
you know, promises out there in the world, But like some people selling this genuinely are like, here are the steps, follow the steps and you can do it. And I feel like I feel very much that way with people. Mm-hmm. It's literally just math and telling people about your offer. And I feel like you feel very much that way about your work. And when it is that way, like we do not want to conceal it and hide it. It's like, no, you have something special.
Mm-hmm. And you kind of going back to like what my core business values is, like, I want to empower estheticians that are generally women, that they can make money and help people. Yeah. And you're like, yeah, same. You can do this. You can make money and help people a lot. Like, hi, you know, like it was just a good realization to like kind of coming into my own belief in that. And I think that, again, the coaching is so helpful for that because you have to build that belief. Mm-hmm. And even as I started working with clients and like, you know, just regular business life. And I'd be like, oh, I don't know about this client. I'm worried about this. And like, just your confidence of like, yeah, but like, what are you going to do? And like, let's figure it out. And this is like normal. And that just kind of helped all the drama that, you know, my brain wants to create, even though I knew how to do it, mm-hmm. I didn't know how to do it. If that makes sense. And so I knew how to do it for myself, but then translating that to teach other people, I did need that guidance from someone. And I'm really grateful that it was from you.
Yeah. Okay. I'm glad. I feel like I have so many directions that I want to go in. Let's like complete the story though. Okay. Let's talk through. So you had these transformations. I told you to sell this 100K thing. Mm-hmm. You ran with that. And I think that this is such an important thing to point out, that you are a great client. You are a great student. And the reason you get results is not that you watched some videos, you had a conversation with me. It's what you did with what you learned.
Totally.
So tell us about that. What did you do and what happened?
Yeah. And I mean, I think with any coach membership, any kind of relationship, it's a two-way street, you know? So like I said before, I've done other programs where the program was good. I learned things, but I needed more. Mm-hmm. And so that your program has given me everything I've needed and all those resources. So that was like, you're holding up your end of the bargain, but then yes, I'm paying the money. I'm going to do it. And also when I first started working with you, I really didn't have any money coming in. So I remember telling my husband like, okay, I know it's this much money a month, but I promise I'll get it back. Like, so I had to be very strategic with that. Like, I'm paying for it. I remember your weekly coaching call. I have it on my calendar. My husband's like, oh, is that a client? I was like, no, that's working with my coach, but like, it's okay. I can pick up our daughter. So he's like, no, we're paid for, you have to go, you know? Mm-hmm. And so almost every week I come to the calls. Almost every week I raise my hand to be coached. I try not to like monopolize every week, but I do come, you know? And even if I don't participate, like, but I'm in the chat, I'm actively listening. Sometimes I'm folding laundry, but I really painting my nails, but I really try to use that, like use every part of the membership. So I'm not just paying it, because it's really easy to sign up for things and then just forget about it. Right. And then you aren't going to benefit from it. You have to take the course. And then you had the 90-day challenge. I did it twice. I did it in October of 2023. And then again, went with the whole group in January and sticking to it. Like the 90-day challenge, it's a big, I printed it out. I had it on a clipboard. I did it almost every day. And like many days I went to sit down to do it. And I was like, I don't want to do it today.
Yeah. No one ever wants to do it.
No, and just sticking to it. And like, especially when results weren't where I wanted them to be, and like still having discouraging days and weeks and months for sure, but still sticking to it, like sticking to the commitment I made to myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. And I remember like you had a launch right after our conversation about the 100K offer.
Yes. I think I've had three launches since then.
Yeah, you've had
I tried multiple. To do quarterly launches. And so, that was – I was like, okay, let's go. 100K. Mm-hmm. I had a lot of excitement and enthusiasm. I think I was just looking back at the notes. Because, like, also in your membership, you taught me how to do an online launch, which I had never had anyone kind of spell that out. And that was so helpful for me. Mm-hmm. So I followed it to a T. And I think I had a workshop, a live, you know, coaching and workshop. I think I had – I remember correctly, like around 50 people register, maybe 50, like higher than that, maybe closer to 60. And then maybe like 15 showed up. And I got a ton of discovery calls from it over the course of 3 months. And again, it's one of those things that at the first, you're like, well, you know, I expected like 10 people booking discovery calls right away. But of course, it takes time, you know. But if I look back to like people who I signed in December, they went to the call or they saw the call in October. Mm-hmm. And so I signed my first client in October. And then I think I signed, my first goal was making it to make $2,000 a month in my business. And I did that by December. So I think, I feel like I did like 4 clients in those first few months, mm-hmm. which was actually perfect for me because I was my first time kind of getting back into it, mm-hmm. getting my feet wet. Had another launch in January. It's about the same attendance. And I think I got like 4 more new clients from that. Nice. And I just am doing my last launch. I just did it, started yesterday. And it's much more of a soft launch because I don't have as much room as I did before.
Yeah.
But last week I signed 3 clients before even the launch started. And I have 3 discovery calls. Yeah. And I have 3 discovery calls on my books this week that are not even related to the launch. They just happen to be there. Mm-hmm. So the momentum is building, of course, but there's months and weeks that I don't sign anybody and don't have discovery calls, but it has been a consistent, mm-hmm. it's been consistent.
Yeah. This is like the popcorn analogy.
Yes.
You know, like you started getting like a little bit and now it is popping, overflowing.
Yeah.
More than you can fit.
I know.
In your schedule. And that I think has been like kind of our primary coaching recently when you come on calls is like problem solving around capacity and thinking about raising rates and thinking mm-hmm. about, you know, how to handle more demand than you have room for and what you want to do with that. And of course, there's so many options, but what a better problem to have than no clients.
Oh, 100 times over. I would rather be, you know, have a wait list of people trying to get in than like hoping someone will book a discovery call. So, my rates, I have raised them. I continue to hope to raise them throughout the year, but I'm good. The rate that I'm at, I'm good for now. And the problem is more childcare so that I can accommodate the people. And like today after our call, I have another potential interview. I've had so many interviews for people. Mm-hmm. I keep telling myself that I will find someone. Like, again, it's the same thing as clients. Like it's a numbers game. I just have to keep interviewing people. I have to keep getting putting out feelers to find someone. I will find someone.
Yes. Yes, you definitely will. You're totally on the right track with it. And something that I love that you're doing is that you aren't slowing down as you're filling up. And that's something I see a lot of people do. And it slows down their results and they get into these cycles where they sign a lot of clients and then they sign nobody and they ramp back up their activity because they're in a panic and then they sign clients and then they pull back on marketing. And I love that you are just staying like pedal to the metal one day, like full blast marketing efforts. And like, if that means I need to raise rates, I need to start a wait list, whatever it is, you're up for that. I think that that is just so smart and the right way to do it because that's going to allow you to have the continual compounding results. And once you do have capacity for more people, you're going to be able to fill those spots without a panic.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think even in December, you had must have been on a coaching call. Maybe it was your podcast. You had said that you're like, don't slow down just because because I was like, good. I had my 2000. Mm-hmm. I was feeling good. And I was like, I couldn't imagine accommodating more people because it was still kind of all new to me. And I remember thinking, but I know I can't, I kind of panicked a little bit when you said that. Mm-hmm. But I was like, okay, I'm just going to keep, because I do a lot of reels on Instagram. That's a very easy way for me to market. And then I have a podcast and the podcast I have, that's easy for me. That's not, doesn't feel as much work, but the reels definitely are more, I feel like more work. And so I remember thinking, oh, I really wanted to take a break from doing reels for a while. Mm-hmm. But I was like, no, I just have to I think what I did is I just learned different ways to do reels that were a little bit less time consuming for me. And so I'm going to keep going, but maybe just maybe the way I was doing before was like a little bit harder than I wanted it to be. So I have to kind of figure that out. So not giving up just because it's hard, but kind of changing it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, you know, as you fill spots, the time that you had before you had those clients could all be used towards marketing. And that's something I teach, you know, anytime that you don't have a client, when you want to have a client, you need to be using that time to create a client. But then as the client roster fills up, then your time for marketing shrinks down. So you do kind of have to change the strategy or simplify the strategy a little bit. But you also have so many more client spots filled. So you don't have to bring the same level of intensity to your marketing. You can put it more in a bit of a maintenance mode.
Yeah. But then also marketing is easier the more clients I have because I have so much material. It's so much easier for me to think of something and like, oh, well, you know, I can think about any conversations I had this week and pull out six ideas of what they talked about, which is something that I teach my clients. Like whatever your clients ask you questions about, like with your skincare routine, that's what you should be posting. Because if someone's asking that, someone else is wondering. You know, it seems very simple, but it's actually probably the most effective strategy.
Yeah, I love that. Okay, so then I know that your growth and your capacity have kind of been in this like back and forth of like, I feel like you probably could be at six figures right now if you just had like unlimited time to work.
Yes. Which is, I think if I had limited time. Yes, that would be true. Yes.
But things are pretty awesome for you. Do you want to share your most recent month?
Yeah. So March is funny because something that I have my clients do and you have us do too is like eval, look back at numbers and stuff like that. And I remember at the end of February, I was thinking like, oh, February was not a good month. Like looking at discovery calls and how many clients I signed. And then I was like, looked back and I had like five discovery calls and three people that started. And I was like, why am I thinking that, you know? And then when March happened and my clients did the same thing, March happened, I was like, I really didn't have a lot of discovery calls, maybe one or two. And discovery calls that like kind of went haywire. Like one of the women, she was so sweet, but for some reason she like thought my entire program was $500, not a month. And so when like even, so then I went to like, she's like, yeah, I'm ready to get started. I was like, okay, great. And then she was like, oh my gosh, no. And so like, I felt really bad about that. So, you know, I still like, even though things are working, if I look at my discovery call list, like there's a lot of no's or maybes or like, I'll get back to you. And so that happens. Like, I definitely want to make sure that that's clear. Like by no means was like every discovery call, yes, every discovery call was easy. I just, every time it's like, we don't know what's going to happen. So that's kind of how I was feeling about March. And I hadn't had as much time in February working my business and just feeling kind of a little bit really grateful for my new clients, but just still really wanting to have more, especially to bring more money into my family. And then last week in March, I think I had three discovery calls booked, one person rescheduled for this week. And then the day of Thursday was the day I had two discovery calls booked. And I woke up to someone that was just like, hi, I just signed up. I want to work with you. Like never spoke to her. No idea who she is. And then the other two people were like, yes, I want to work with you. Absolutely. And they just signed up. Like it was so simple. And it just like, I went from like, I almost doubled my income. I went from like, I think I was like a $3,000 a month to now $4,500. And so I'm one more person away from like 5K, which is like a goal that my husband and I have been talking about a lot. He's like, going to buy me a fancy bottle of champagne when I get to 5K. I know you like champagne.
Oh yeah. This is our special bond.
Yes. Well, so he's like, I'm ready to go to Costco and get it. He's like, yeah, let's have it at Costco. And so I feel like it's just around the corner, and it feels like one of the things that you had talked to me about was like making a spreadsheet for my family to like talk about finances and financial goals. And I did that with my husband, and I showed him like, okay, this is what I'm forecasting. And I even said by April, I'm forecasting 5Ks. And I remember at the time he was like, okay, but right now you're at 3K, which great, you can definitely get there, but that's like a big jump. And now I'm basically there. I just like am one person away. And he's like, okay, like let's go, you know? And not to say he didn't believe me before, but it's just really fun to like have the forecast and then actually come true. And my next forecast is hopefully to be at like 8K-ish by fourth quarter. And I still definitely feel like that's a possibility.
Oh, yeah. I feel like that's done as soon as you have capacity or raise rates.
Yes.
That's happening.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. Both of those things. How about both?
Yeah. I'm just so excited for you. I'm curious, like you've mentioned your husband a couple times. I know like it's just kind of interesting to see their progression and their thoughts about like investing in a business and then their shock when it is working amazingly. I'm curious, like what's his take on like you investing in the business and getting coached and like the growth that you've had?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting because he likes to say that he's like very rational, you know, and he's a pilot, which is like, you want a rational person to be pilots. And like, he's not into like woo woo or anything like that. And I'm definitely more in like the woo woo, like manifestation and things like that. So he's always like, don't say manifestation because like that, you can't just sit there and money just like shows up on your doorstep, which of course I never have said or believed. And he knows that. But so for him, it's like, kind of like it's far-fetched until it's here, kind of. And it's funny because this weekend we were talking a lot about how like, yeah, I got 3 clients in a day essentially and how excited that was. And he's like, yeah, it's just so crazy to think like 6 months ago, it was so different. And I was just like, not really. Like, no, this is how the plan was. This is not crazy. This is like having a specific plan and going after it. Yeah. And then things not working and me just keep picking up and still trying. That's what this is. And like, he worked really hard to become a pilot over the past 7 years. And it was really hard. I think it's hard for people that are not in the entrepreneur space because yes, like he was a pilot. He had to take all these really hard exams. It cost a lot of money. And then he wasn't making a lot of money at first. And it's kind of the same, like having your own business, but like, we believed he would get to the point where he is today, but it's harder to believe people will get to that place. And the idea of having like a 200K, 500K business seems very crazy to me. Mm-hmm. But also, like if I can project make $5,000 a month, I can project beyond that.
Yes.
I just have to figure it out. And so I think for him, like he's just so excited that it worked. I'm happy that he's excited that it worked, but I knew it was always going to work.
Yes.
Yeah. That answers your question.
I love it because I feel like it's both, right? It is far-fetched and also it is having a goal and having a plan and following your plan. Like it is both things. And so it's really valid to feel either way or both ways. And I think a lot of us as business owners have those moments where it's like, is it delusional to believe that I can achieve this goal? Like, and especially when you're having people around you who are like, I'll believe it when I see it. Like, that feels like a stretch. Like, there isn't a strong narrative around, yeah, this is possible. Set your goal, make your plan, do it, evaluate until you get there, and you will get there. I think there's just not enough people saying that. So I love that you're sharing that here and just how simple it feels. Like we talked in October, your business was not in a place where you wanted it to be at that time. How much were you making then?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. I hadn't made any money since like June.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like negative in my business, actually. I was negative money. Remember you asked like what I was negative? I was like, I'm negative $6,000 actually. Positive nothing, negative six. Thank you.
Yeah. And now you're in this place where you're almost at 5K months, six months later.
Yeah. But again, I think it goes to like, it's not overnight, you know? And I knew that from my esthetician business. I think back to 2018 when I tried everything. And I remember just being like, okay, like I did believe then as well I could do it. Mm-hmm. And so I did the math and I figured it out because when I first became an esthetician, the woman I worked for, she's a fabulous esthetician. And I remember when I went to interview with her, she was like, Brittany, I did $100,000 last year. And it was like, she said, I did like $10 million last year. Mm-hmm. Like as if it was the craziest thing. And when I had quit my job at Target, I don't know if I told you this, I was so miserable. I hated my job. Like my hair was falling out. I was like, okay, I'm going to do something that I would really love, even if I get paid minimum wage. Because estheticians, from my perspective, they made nothing. So I was like, mm-hmm. at least I'll like my job every day. I don't need a lot of money to be happy. And so then when she told me that, I was like, I can make $100,000. So that kind of got stuck in my head. Mm-hmm. And then when she didn't sell any product. And so then when I started doing my own business, I was like, wait a minute, if I sell product, I have to work. Cause she was working so hard for that money. I don't have to work as hard and sell. So like the business kind of came together in my head. And so basically like it was so easy. And but I just had to fall. I had to keep going and keep finding clients. Right. And it's the same thing with this. It's not like easy in the fact that like you it just happens to you. You have to do it. And it's like every day is different and every day is hard. And I still have ups and downs. But like yeah. I'm going to keep reaching out. I'm going to keep doing my podcast. I'm going to keep emailing my people. I'm going to keep posting on social media. I'm going to keep like focusing on my clients. Like whenever mm-hmm. I teach this to my clients as well. It's like whenever I'm having a hard time in my business and not feeling like I get the results that I'm wanting, I just focus on my clients and getting them better results. Mm-hmm. And that always motivates me. And then I get ideas from that. It always does the opposite for me. It's like, okay, what do they need? And then I'm like, oh, if they need this, everyone needs this. And mm-hmm. that always helps me.
Yeah, that is really, really good. I just love all of this. And the woman telling you that she made six figures, 100K, I think is so powerful. And this is why it's like, talk about the number.
Yes.
I know there's so much criticism about that out there, but this is why it's important, because I don't know that you would have figured out
no
100K math as an esthetician if you were still in that place of like, I'm not going to make very good money.
Yeah.
You really don't. Like if she hadn't opened up your mind to what you could do there, then you wouldn't have gone down this path of figuring out how to make it happen in the way that you wanted it to.
Right. Exactly. She could have said $10 million. It seemed that crazy to me because I wasn't even making $100,000 at Target. So I had never made that kind of money before. Mm-hmm. And then I remember in 2017, it was like September, and I looked at my bookkeeping and I was like, oh my gosh, I hit it in October. Like I was going to hit it early, you know? And I was like, oh my gosh, is this real life? Mm-hmm. You know, like it was just, and then of course now I'm like, that's not that much money. Of course I could, like, that's totally normal. Right.
Yeah.
But I would say the same for you, Samantha, like seeing your online business and the money that you've been able to make. It's like, okay, like Samantha's great at what she does, but she's not a wizard, you know, right. Like, you know, yeah, you're not like,
you're capable of this as well.
Yes. Like she can do it. I can do it. And like the glass ceiling, the belief ceiling or whatever you want to say is like risen. And I remember telling my husband like, oh, you know, I can do it. I can this and this. And he's like, oh, again, it's like, okay, I'll believe it when I see it. I'm like, okay, you will believe it when you see it. Mm-hmm. And it is nice though, because he's not at the top of his range making money yet, but he will be. Pilots do make very good money when they're captains. But a joke that we have is that I want to out-earn him. That like people will, you know, be like, oh my gosh, he makes so much money. Be like, no, Brittany's really the one that makes money, but nobody knows and it's fine with me.
Yeah.
So that's really my goal.
I like that. That's really fun. And my experience is the more that you continue to show them the thing that they didn't think was possible, like eventually they just think that you can pretty much do anything.
They believe you. Too. That's really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. My dad and stepmom were visiting last week when this all was happening. So it was kind of also chaotic and fun. And my dad was like, I could never do what you did. And that was really fun too.
Oh,
yeah.
I feel like those things are really special.
Mm-hmm. They really nice. Are. Yeah.
Okay. I know recently we were chatting and you had mentioned that you did not sign up with me when you initially had thought about it.
Yes.
It's something else. And I think it was probably like 2 years, maybe.
I was thinking about this. It was 2022.
Okay. So it was
January 2022.
A little, like a year and a half before.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm curious, like, what was it that finally had you deciding, like, okay, now I'm going to work with Samantha?
Well, again, I think I initially thought I didn't need it.
Mm-hmm.
And that may be the case for people, sure. Mm-hmm. But, and I was making money in my online business. And so I was like, well, I'm doing something right. But I think I was a little bit like humbled after like working and like not seeing any change, mm-hmm. even though I'd gotten help from other people and kind of feeling like there must be something that I'm missing here. Mm-hmm. And so you did a rebrand, and then you did the monthly payment. I was like, well, if I hate it, and if it's what I thought it was going to be, which is like, I already know everything, then I just like, it's like not a huge loss. Mm-hmm. But then I also told myself, like, I wasn't having any money coming in. So like, if I'm going to do this, I have to do everything she says. Like, mm-hmm. just like I would want my clients, like, give me the whole, do all the whole mm-hmm. program. And so, like, okay, I'm going to do it. And so that for me, like, that was the kind of just realizing I did need help, that I wasn't like, I was making money, but not the money I wanted to make. Mm-hmm. And that I did need the coaching, and I did need the community, and I did need all the parts of it. And it was very, to my opinion, very affordable, like for like what you pay and what you get for, like very, very affordable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I feel like I have kind of a similar story. Like my whole first year of business as a coach, I had worked in other people's businesses before. I have studied marketing. Like I have a lot of business experience similar to you, right? Mm-hmm. Like I know how to do this, but it just like wasn't working. And a big part of it for, well, I feel like there's two main things for me at the beginning. One was confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Like it just was not there. And like, it's really hard to get clients if you're not confident in what you're doing, especially as a coach.
Yes.
And then the other was starting up a business mm-hmm. is just really different than maintaining an established business, which is what I yes. had experience with. That startup was just really different. It required different things. So those two things, I floundered for like a year trying to figure out on my own, and finally was like, I'm either going to quit this business or invest.
Yeah.
And that's really what I had to do. Mm-hmm. And like very similar to you, right? Just like very quickly got results and had things change. And I feel like every investment along the way for me has kind of been a similar thing. I'm getting better about it now, but like I have always kind of been the like scrappy DIY, like make the best of what I have and really put off making the investment.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it's just like once I've gotten into it, then I've always made it work similar to you, right? Like I'm going to follow everything. I'm going to do the process. I'm going to make sure that I got what I came for.
Mm-hmm. And I think that like it's easy to overlook what you don't know, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And just kind of like with my esthetician clients, like they know how to do a facial. They know how to wax, whatever it is. And so they believe that's enough, right? Yeah. Like they believe it's enough. Like that's all you need. Mm-hmm. And that's a super important part of it, but that's not the whole picture. And I did need confidence too, because really stepping into what I should be teaching was really hard for me. And I was like really trying to go around it.
Yeah.
And like, how can I get them that result without asking them that that's the result? And that was like yeah. really hard for me, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so having like, you kind of hold a mirror essentially to me being like, okay, but this is what I'm seeing, mm-hmm. you know, the coaching and the actual work itself, like both are just so important, because if I had just taken the course, I would have never come up with the offer that I had.
Mm-hmm.
It was also, and then also just seeing other people's offers and just kind of seeing it and being in that world kind of just elevates everything.
Yeah.
So, and again, like I thought I just didn't need it.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden I was like, I need something. Yeah. It's kind of a similar thing. Like this needs to work. I can't keep just breaking even every month, just paying for my daughter's childcare. And I can't be like scrambling to get people just to do that. It's just kind of exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to take home money, and like the money I took home this month and like the month before. And like, it's great. It's really great to like contribute again to my family's income. And it's, my husband's really excited about it. And like, I was like, we are getting a house cleaner, you know, and like all these things yeah. that like are just really nice things to have that just like hasn't been a thing we can do in the past has been so fun.
Mm-hmm. I love this. Okay. So as we're kind of wrapping up here, is there anything we didn't talk about that you really wanted to, or like advice that you would offer to people who are maybe earlier on in the journey than where you are right now?
It's interesting because with my esthetician business, I work with people with have acne, and kind of similar to my business now, where it's like I have this, I can never promise someone's going to have clear skin, but a hope that you'd have clear skin. And most acne clients have tried everything in the world and nothing has worked. And I was one of them. And I was even reflecting back to when I first became an esthetician and started working with the brand that I work with that I learned a lot of acne stuff through. And I was like, this has to be a scam because this can't be real life because I have tried everything, you know? Mm-hmm. I've tried everything and it's not working. And I saw that it was actually for real working. I was like, wait a minute. Like, if this is real life, this is going to be so powerful for people. And I can't believe I can help people do this. And so I guess the same thing for like an online business is like, see, like you don't have the belief for yourself when you first start these. Even if you do have the belief, it's hard to carry the belief through the ups and downs. I remember telling my acne clients, like, I'll believe for you until you believe that we can do this. Cause like my belief will carry us because they had zero belief.
Yep.
And I would say the same thing about like your membership is like, I didn't have belief. And sometimes I still don't have belief. And I'll like be like, okay, so what do you think about this? And you're like, mm-hmm, yeah, that's possible. And I'm like, okay, like, okay, okay. I'm just going to spend time thinking about that. But that you hold that belief. Mm-hmm. And again, it's not like, Brittany, like you just need to do these two things and tomorrow you'll have $10 million. Like it's not like scammy belief. It's not like get rich quick scheme type belief. But it's like, yeah, like that, what you're saying makes sense. And this is why. And then like reminding me of that. Mm-hmm. It's just, it's exactly what you need in the ups and downs of a business for sure.
Yeah. I am such a skeptical person and I feel like that really helps in my coaching.
Yeah.
I just look for like, okay, where are the gaps in my belief that this person can do it? And then those are all the things that we're going to work through together. Like I remember with you, it was like looking at your website and being like, this isn't compelling. Like this isn't what people want. They're not going to buy this. Let's figure out what you can offer that they do want to buy.
Mm-hmm.
And then once we've got that, it's like, oh, people will buy that anytime they hear about it. Like why wouldn't they? Because it's the thing that they want and you can help them have it. And so then like once I feel like, of course, this is going to work, it's like genuinely me being like, okay, we have removed all of my objections or doubts. And now there's nothing left but you showing up and doing the steps and it's going to work.
Yeah. And I really loved actually that you're like, yeah, this offer's not that like great. You know, like, I don't think you said those exact words, but like that's why it's not working. That's why you're not making any money. And it was like, oh, thank you. Like, thank you for being honest with me and just being like, it's supposed to be like, well, maybe you should think about something different. And like, I really appreciated that because I am that direct with my clients and like I was direct with my acne client. Like that's kind of how I am. And it's like, okay, like, thank you for not just saying it to make me feel better, but being really direct and kind and being like, but here are some ideas that I do have for you. Or here are some things I see that you're saying that maybe you can kind of see if this is for you. And I, you know, I see it when you coach other people too, where some people are like really wanting this thing to happen. And you're like, but see all the evidence of why it's not working, but this works and you should do this. And it's like really hard sometimes for people and myself included to like walk back towards that direction that you've been avoiding. But that's the work and that's the hard part.
Yeah. And I think that is the thing that's so hard to see in your own business.
Yes.
Because you get so attached to the things that you think are good, or you're so much in your baggage of, well, I can't do that. Who am I to do that? And like all the doubts and all of that, it really gets in the way of clearly seeing what do I have to offer that is a match for what my people want. And like, what is going to be the offer that's actually going to give me the result that I want?
Yes.
And like so many people have a mismatch there.
Yes.
On like the offer, matching their revenue goal and matching the number of hours that they can work or want to work. Like if you have a high revenue goal and a low number of hours to work, a membership is not your option. It's not going to be your best choice, even though it seems like it would be.
Yes, everywhere online. That's all they say. Yeah.
Yeah. It seems like it. But all of the time that you would have spent doing FaceTime with clients, you're now doing marketing and selling and actually need to do even more marketing and selling. So I think it's so easy to look at, you know, certain business models and think that. And I think what's been so great coaching you is that you're always open and receptive to what I say and the coaching that you get.
Yeah. Well, likewise. And so one of the things though, I also am really excited about because it's all connected. So obviously I want to have a successful business, but then my clients, like all my clients are making more money than me, which is like so exciting for me. And like the result that I really wanted for them that I was afraid to put out there in the world is now the result they're getting, which like I think is probably a lot of people's like fear, right? You're afraid of being like, okay, this is what I want to help you with. But if they don't get that result, but they have like one of my clients, this is her last month with me. And she was the first one to hire me in October. And she was doing $6,000 to $7,000 months in October. And she just had her first $13,000 month. And then my other client was doing $4,000 months in December, hired me in February, and just did her first $8,000 month. And then my other client was doing like $8,000 months and is now doing like $11,000, $12,000 months. And those are the higher end. There's other clients that are doing numbers too. But like seeing their progression and seeing that it is helping them. And of course, they've had ups and downs. They've had bad weeks and bad months. And like, it's not perfect for them. But just to see like their success and like, I actually can help them and I actually can like teach them and like the effect that has on their life. Like, it's so great. But it all starts back with me believing it. Mm-hmm. Me seeing it and me seeing like that is the actual offer that's the best for me and my clients, and then just like doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the hard part.
It is hard. It is. Yeah. Okay. Any last thoughts? Because this is going to come out during a launch period, promo period for the membership. And any last thoughts for the people who are listening, who are like, I've been thinking about it, maybe they're thinking, I already know everything.
Yeah, they probably are. I mean, I think it's the best price you can get out there for what it is that you're doing. Cause it's not just, you're not just like having the course where you're teaching and you're not just coaching. There's also the community. And so the three different parts of it are all very unique in different ways. And if you put it's not that much work time in to learn also, like it is not a huge time investment. Mm-hmm. The biggest time investment is doing the work itself. Mm-hmm. But if you really do want to try, it's a low like entry fee to a huge amount of results if you just like give yourself a full 3 months and actually do the work the whole 3 months. Mm-hmm. And like commit to it and learn and be willing to like change things and do things differently. Mm-hmm. And it like I think you said before, like it's going to like, there's only one way, like failures will keep pushing you in the right direction. And sometimes when those failures happen and you're by yourself, it's really hard to know like how to navigate forward, what those failures mean. Sometimes we make the failures mean things that are like not at all relevant. Mm-hmm. Like that's not at all what happened. This is like this thing or that thing. And that can be so helpful, especially as you do this. And so if anyone's like on the fence, like it's a really low investment for potentially really high return. And it's a really easy yes for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
For hearing that.
Thank you. No, I'm so grateful.
Learning about the, I already know that. Cause I'm like, yeah, I bet you're right. I bet there's a lot of people thinking that. And that new course just, like, I thought the old course was good, but the new course, I'm like, no, you don't understand how much is in it.
And so much.
I feel like there's probably not anybody listening who wouldn't learn something that they didn't know that will make a difference in their business within the course.
But even some of the ideas that you taught that I'd heard you say before, or that I maybe kind of already knew, like, it was such a good, like, refresh. It was like, oh yes. Oh, that's right. It was like, you know, putting the puzzle pieces together that sometimes I have a young daughter. I'm like, you have all these things going on in my brain. I'm trying to do this, trying to do that. And it's like, oh, like, to kind of just bring it all together for you. Like, again, yes, you could go on the internet and research all of it and find all of this out in the world. You could make a community with people. Like, these things you could obviously hodgepodge together, and it's, you could still get the same results, like, by for sure. But it would be a lot harder and take a lot longer. Mm-hmm. It is all there for you. And, you know, you have the coaches that you can, like, email essentially and get feedback from, as well as, like, the Facebook group. And so, like, there's just a lot of, like, support in that sense. But the course itself has just, I remember being like, oh, I never thought about that. Oh, I should do that. And that alone was worth the money, especially those first few months when I wasn't really doing anything with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the application of the things that you learn, like, obviously that's the key to it, yes. Right? And I feel like, you know, I'm really intentional about how I design things and the worksheets that come with it, the coaching mm-hmm. that you get that helps you apply it. So it's not just like, here, learn these new things. It's like, okay, but what do they mean for you and your business, and how are you going to apply them, and how are you going to consistently apply them so you can get the result? Mm-hmm. And then also, like, probably along the way, like you said, evaluate, because guess what? You're going to have flops, as we all
do. And I will say, there were a number of things that were in the course that I never heard you say, that I never heard anybody else say either. Like,
oh, now I'm like, what are those things?
Yes. Like, just ways of looking at things, and the ways of, like, or even just like what you said just earlier, like, if you want to have a membership, you have to work all those hours promoting it. Mm-hmm. Like, that is not what people teach, right? Like, people do not teach that. They teach, like, that is the easy thing, and that's where the easy money comes, and you just have to do this. And, like, that may have been true for people at one point in the mm-hmm. online business world, but things change, and, like, it's not the same. And like, I just, like, the realness, the grittiness, the honesty, like, no, but, like, if you really want to get results, this is how. And I remember one of my friends, I'll make sure she listens to this podcast. I listened to one of your podcasts about being a virtual assistant and how you can make 100K being a virtual assistant. Yeah. She's so organized. Like, hopefully one day she can be my virtual assistant. And I remember being like, okay, you can make 100K. And I, like, gave her the formula. Uh-huh. And so, you need to listen to this podcast, and you need to do this. And she's like, I can never do that. Like, and she was doing a little bit of virtual assistant work. This is probably about when I first learned about you. And at the end of 2023, she texts me and she's like, I'm going to make 100K because I did exactly what you said. And I was like, well, it's not really my ideas. It was Samantha's ideas. And they're like, I retold her to come find you. But it was like, again, it was like, it's actually just do it, do the work. Like, this is how you do it. And it, like, you can do it. It's not like the most craziest thing in the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. All right. Any last thoughts, advice?
I mean, I could just talk forever, so I think we should.
I know. I'm like, we need to cut it off because we could keep going.
I'm so excited to be here and to talk to you. I'm grateful for, you know, the membership and coaching with you, and for, like, again, the ripple effects of how it's helped my clients and them and their families. And it's just so fun.
Well, thank you. And I'm so grateful for you and your willingness to come on here.
Thank you.
So where can people find you, especially if there's any estheticians listening who are like, tell me 100K.
A rogue esthetician. I know our audiences probably don't overlap, but that doesn't matter. So my Instagram is @esthetician.coach. My website is theestheticiancoach.com. It's a mouthful. I have a podcast called Estheticians Earning More, which I focus on how to earn money as an esthetician. So find me in any of those places, and yeah, come say hi.
so good. I'm like, that podcast name is genius.
That's for sure. I didn't actually think of it. One of my friends, and she's like, that's what you want to do. You just name it. I was like, ooh, that's what it is.
I love it. It's so good. And guess what? It probably has a lot of new people finding it because it has such a good name.
Yeah. Actually, like I would say 90% of my discovery calls are from my podcast, they say.
I like that. So I'm good. All right. Thank you so much, Samantha, for joining me. And I will see you on our next coaching call.
Yeah, I'll see you tomorrow. Okay.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
If you loved this episode, I'd appreciate it so much if you rated and reviewed the podcast and shared it with other business owners who you think would like it too. And if you'd like to get more business advice and tips from me, come join me in my free Facebook group, Online Business Building Women.